Hello, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline on a recorded line. My name is Adrian. Am I speaking to Miss Devon?
Yes, Devine.
Hi, Miss Devon. I'm very sorry. Were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with cancer due to hair relaxers?
Me,
You were?
myself.
I'm very sorry to
Yeah.
hear that, Miss Devon. And
Thank you.
of course, and Miss Devon, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I'm in a market. What did you say? It took y'all longer to call them.
No worries. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
And were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
And again, I'm very sorry to hear that, Ms. Devon. And
Thank you.
what, if I may ask, what were you diagnosed with exactly?
Ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, sir. No, I did not.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or assigned documents with another law firm, correct?
Yeah.
And have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, I did.
And if I heard correctly, you said ovarian cancer. Do you know if what type, the subtype of ovarian cancer by any chance?
I don't know the direct subtype. No, not right at this minute, like right offhand. Oh, I
Okay,
know.
no worries. And who's filing this claim? Yourself?
You said, yeah, myself, yeah.
Yourself. And when were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
Sorry, can you give me 1 second because I'm trying to leave out the market. I'm so sorry. Give me
No
1 second.
worries.
Hold on.
No worries, Ms. Devon.
Because
Take your time.
I can't hear you in here. It's like kind of loud. So I'm trying to walk to the car to get in the car.
Yes, no worries. Take
So
your
give me
time.
one second. Thank you.
Of course.
Hello.
Yes.
Sir?
Yes, I'm here,
Okay,
Ms.
go
Devon.
ahead. What was the question again? Sorry.
So, I asked, when were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer? What was that date?
Oh, January 2024.
January 2024. And do you remember the day by any chance?
I think it was like the 11th.
The 11th?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you were diagnosed with cancer, it was January 11th, 2024. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And what was the diagnosing doctor's name? Do you remember the diagnosing doctor's name?
Yes, I do. Her name was, oh, let me think. I hate that I gotta go back. Let me look on my paperwork. I'm sorry.
No worries, take your time.
Corwin. I'm going to go to college. I don't got nothing in there. I don't got no big IP, nothing. I'll go tomorrow. I'm going to go. I'm going to fucking tomorrow.
Sir?
Yes?
Did you hear me?
Sorry, Mr. Van. Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh. So you never heard me say the doctor's name?
No, I didn't hear that part. I'm sorry. It sounds...
Okay. Dr. Sharna Cornyn. I'm sorry. Cornyn.
No worries. And can you go ahead and spell that for me, please?
Charna. And the last name is Coren.
Perfect. Thank you for that. And just to confirm, I have Sharna Corin, which is Charna, last name Corin, Coren. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. And what is the diagnosing doctor's address?
1648 Huntington Pike, Meadowbrook, PA 19046.
I have, just to confirm, 1648 Huntington Pike in Meadowbrook.
PA, yeah.
PA, zip code is 19046. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. Let me go ahead and put this here. And then what is the diagnosing doctor's phone number?
I don't have a phone number in front of me right now.
No worries. I'm going to go ahead and try to find the phone number. Would it be Holy Redeemer Hospital?
Yes.
Holy Redeemer Hospital?
Yes.
Thank you for that confirmation, because that's the hospital that popped up here with that address. So I found the phone number here. It ends in 3000. Would you like me to go ahead and put that phone number there?
Yes.
Perfect. And then Mr. Van, do you currently live or were you diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No, sir.
Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer? Yes or no?
Sir.
Okay.
Yes,
and
sir.
Then, on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get the
seatbelt
to stop ringing.
No worries. I said on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
5 to 6 times.
5 to 6 times? Okay. And then, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir.
What is your date of birth? 3/30/1962. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Did you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also used hair relaxer by any chance?
Yes.
You do? And after we complete the intake form, I could go ahead and, send you my direct line, so that way you can go ahead and forward it to, any family members or friends. That way they could go ahead and see, if they meet the criteria as well. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Perfect, Mr. Van. And let's see. When did you start using hair relaxer? About what was that date of when you first started
April
using?
Like 2002?
April of 2002?
Yeah.
And when did you stop using hair relaxer?
Actually, after my diagnosis, so January 24.
And do you remember that date again, or the day of January?
11th.
11th. So again, when you started using hair relaxer, I have April of 2002, and when you stopped, was January 11th of 2024. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And what state did you use hair relaxer in?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. And then how often did you use slash apply these products? Weekly, monthly, four times per year, or unsure?
Monthly. About like, no, I don't know, unsure, but like, not even monthly, because monthly would be 12 times. No, like, unsure, I don't know. You're really not sure.
Okay. And then how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products for?
About 22 years.
And did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Salon.
And which brand name products have you used?
Dark and Lovely.
And then did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? Yes or no?
Yes.
And then, what type of treatment did you receive? Hello, Miss.
Oh. I'm sorry. I had chemotherapy.
I'm very sorry to hear that, Miss Devan. And
Happy New Year, darling.
Thank you.
So they injected chemo in me through the IV.
I see. And again, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Thank you. Immunotherapy. They gave me a drug through an injection to rebuild my immune system.
Mm-hmm.
It was once a month for 3 months.
Oh, yes. And what was that treatment date? When did they treat you? What was that date? That treatment date?
You mean how many months was it?
No, like when did, so the type of treatment you received, right, was chemotherapy and those injections, immunotherapy, and so I was asking when did they do that? What was that treatment date of when they treated you?
So you're not talking about my diagnosis?
No,
okay,
treatment date.
It was like February 2024.
February of 2024, and would you happen to remember the day of February, of when you got it, or no?
No.
No worries. So to your best estimate, we have for your treatment date as February of 2024, correct?
Yes.
And then, who was your treating? What was your treating doctor's name? Was it the same doctor, or is it a different doctor?
It was the same doctor.
Okay.
No, it wasn't the same doctor. I'm sorry. It was.
So your diagnosing doctor and your treating doctor are different?
Yes.
Okay. So what is your treating doctor's name?
Hold on, sir. Let me get his name.
No worries.
David Warshall.
David. And what was the last name?
Warshall.
You said Marshall?
Warshall. Warshall. Like Marshall, but Warshall.
Oh, Warshall.
With
one L, correct?
No. Huh?
With one L at the end?
One L, yes.
Oh, okay, thank you for that confirmation. And what was the treating doctor's address?
Same as the above address that I gave you for the other one.
Oh, okay.
Holy Redeemer Hospital, 1648.
Yes, and thank you for that confirmation. So let me go ahead and put that information here. And then would it happen to be the same phone number as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. And then I have for your main injury medical problem, is that you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Is that correct, Ms. Devan?
Yes.
And Ms. Devan, can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
And Can I get your first and last name from you, please?
Carol Devan. CaroLDevan.
Thank you for that. And then your social security number, please.
184-58-2675.
Thank you for that. And then your primary contact email, would it be last name, first name, 6@gmail.com?
Yes, sir.
And your primary phone number, would it be 570-235-5223?
Yes.
And then that is your primary mobile phone number, correct?
Yes.
And then the best time of day for the attorneys to reach you, would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Anytime, doesn't matter.
Anytime, okay. It does have me select an option. Which option would you like me to go ahead and select? Morning, perfect.
Morning is fine.
And then your primary full address, please.
1710 A, Philadelphia, PA. North 6th Street, I'm sorry. 1710 A, North 6th Street, Philadelphia, PA. 19122.
I have 1710 A North Street.
North 6th Street.
North 6th Street.
Yes. Philadelphia, PA 19122.
17, I have the letter A as an apple, and then North.
Wait, no, sir. Sir, wait. 1710. 1710.
Yes.
North 6th Street.
Okay. Sorry, I thought I heard an A after 1710.
It is. At the 1710, it's an A.
You guys see apartment.
Apartment A.
Okay. Okay, sorry. So that will go 1710 North 6th Street.
Apartment A.
Yes. Sorry. Yeah, so the apartment goes after here. So that's why that confused me. I'm sorry. So just to confirm, I have 1710 North 6th Street, Apartment A, Philadelphia, in Philadelphia County, Pennsylvania. Zip code is 19122. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you for that. And then, do you have a copy of the medical records for the injured party?
Yes.
And can you provide these medical records by mail or electronically or both?
Both.
And do you have documentary support for your date of diagnosis, like medical records?
Yes.
And then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Is there anyone you'd like to go ahead and put for your emergency contact?
Yes.
Perfect. And do you live with this person?
No.
And who would this person be?
Katisha Devan.
Katisha Devan.
And how would you spell Katisha?
K-A-T-I-S-H-A.
Katisha Devan. And just to confirm, I have K-A-T-I-S-H-A, last name Devan, D-E-V-A-N.
Yes.
Perfect. And what is Katisha's phone number?
Hold on, I'm trying to find it.
No worries. And what is your relationship with Katisha?
It's my niece.
Niece?
267-213-2256.
I have 267-213. And what were the last four? Sorry.
2256.
Thank you for that. And so I'm going to go ahead and just confirm that I have everything here correctly on the agreement before I send this to you via email.
Okay.
and text message. So let me go ahead and just confirm that I have everything here. Just a second. Sorry, it's my computer's taking some time here to load. My fault, Ms. Devan.
Okay.
Hello, Ms. Devan. Thank you so much for holding. So I did go ahead and fix the computer here. I don't know why. The connection was taking forever, but let me go ahead and confirm that I have everything here correct with you. And so I have here Carol Devan, which is Carol. Devan, Devan, is that correct?
Yes.
Street address as 1710 North 6th Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Zip code 19122. Telephone number 570-235-5223. Email address is lastnamefirstname6@gmail.com. Was that all correct?
Yes.
And then I have the date of birth as 3/30/1962. Social is 18458-2675.
Yes.
Perfect. So I just want to go ahead and send that over to you via email and text message. So let me know when you receive either of those, and let me know when you put me on speakerphone so I can go ahead and walk you through it. But this should only take about a minute, depending on how fast you are on doing this. So you should have received a text message or an email, and in that text message,
I got it open here.
Perfect. So go ahead and click that link, and it'll direct you to a new DocuSign webpage. Once that DocuSign webpage opens up, please click the yellow.
Please review it. I'm gonna please review and act on these documents. Press agree for electronic records and signatures. Press continue, right?
Yes, so yes. Agree, continue. And at the top right of the page, you will see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click it, and it'll direct you to your first signature field. That small yellow box, please click it, and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger and hit adopt and sign once you're done. So that way you don't have to draw your signature for every box. Just make sure your signature is inside the margins, and then hit adopt and sign. Now go ahead and hit the yellow next button.
You said hit what and sign?
So once you have the signature inside the margins, hit
Oh, I
adopt
see it.
and
Never
sign.
mind.
Okay,
All right.
perfect. And just go ahead and hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page, and it'll lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields. And then it may ask for your initials, and if it does, go ahead and just do the same thing you did for the signatures, for the initials. And then once you go ahead and do that, at the top right of the screen, the yellow box should say finish. If it says next, you can go ahead and hit next, and it'll redirect you to any fields that may have been skipped.
Okay, well, they keep redirecting me back to them. So do I gotta press the ones? Yeah, because it's draw your initials. Okay.
Yes, so now you're in the initial part. Yeah, so go ahead and draw your initials inside the box, hit adopt and sign, and then just do the same thing you did for the signatures. And then, how's the weather over in Pennsylvania, by the way?
It's actually nice right now.
Really, is it warm?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's good. I'm over in California, so it's a little chilly where we are right now.
Oh, see, well, this is still perfect for us. All right, it says start sending and signing today. That's it. I'm done, right?
Let me go ahead and double check here on my end to see if it was completed. So it does, yes, perfect. So it does say that you have completed it, Miss Devan. So thank you for that. It does look like you've been assigned to A4D, this law firm. So let me know when you have a pen and paper in hand so I can go ahead and give you their information.
Can I put it in the phone?
Yeah, you could go
Because I
ahead and
don't
put
have
it
no
in.
pen in the car.
Yeah, you could go ahead and put it in your notes or anywhere, you could save this information. This is the law firm you
Can
are
you send
assigned
it to me?
to. This is the
Can you
law
send it to
firm.
me?
Yeah, I could actually go ahead and send you their information via text message, w including my information as well. But as of right now, you now are assigned to Pulaski Law Firm Legal. So I will be sending you our direct line again. And if you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to contact us. But do you have any questions or concerns for me now while I have you on the line?
No, sir.
No, no worries. And if I do remember, you had some friends or family that may have been also affected. So you could always go ahead and forward my direct line to that to them, so that way, I can go ahead and see if they do qualify for the hair relaxer lawsuit. But do you have any questions or concerns for me now while I have you on the line, Mr. Van?
No, sir.
No, no worries. Well, again, I do appreciate your time. I hope you have a great rest of your day and Happy New Year's to you guys.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.